All right, City Talk 105.9. I've got some details now of a story. Well, hopefully you can support it. Hopefully you can get behind it. It's got a number of different angles to it. It's got a calendar that comes with it as well. We'll get onto the details of a calendar in a few moments' time. But we welcome to the studio Jane Arnold, first and foremost. Jane, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are involved in a tremendous campaign to raise fantastic funds for a very good cause. And it's after you tragically lost your son, Tom. Could you maybe tell us Tom's story?
Well, Tom was 26 years old. He was fit and healthy. He was about to embark on a career as a lawyer with Waitman's here in Liverpool. Very bright boy. He was one of, I think, only four who were chosen out of 500 to get a placement with them. And in about June 2010, he started to complain of indigestion, heartburn, and several visits to the out-of-hours doctors and prescriptions for various different antacids and indigestion tablets. Finally, after a bit of persuasion, we managed to get him an endoscopy. And very quickly, there was signs that there was something not right. There was a presence of something at the base of the esophagus, just into the entrance to the stomach. And within a couple of days, we had the very bad news that this was cancer. He then had to go and have further tests. And within a week of the endoscopy, we got the devastating news that he had stage 4 esophageal cancer. Now, this is a cancer that is normally linked to older men or older people, the obese, heavy drinkers, heavy smokers, and Tom was none of those. He was a very fit young man. He played football twice a week for local teams. He played cricket. He was an accomplished sportsman. He was careful about what he ate. So we had no idea why he should get this absolutely awful disease. And it is a particularly insidious cancer in that by the time you have got the symptoms, by the time they've manifested themselves, it's often too late, as it was in Tom's case. We were, of course, so devastated. We sought a second opinion. We got some hope when we came over to Liverpool, in that he was young. Hopefully, with the right chemotherapy, it might be possible to shrink the growth and therefore control the cancer. And that was our aim, that we would have it under control. We weren't naive enough to think it would be an overnight cure. And so Tom was, within 3 weeks of his endoscopy, started chemotherapy at the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre, where he received the most fantastic treatment. After about 5-6 months on chemotherapy, he'd responded so well, it was decided he could have some time off. And that enabled him to become a best man, to be best man with his brother at a friend's wedding. He went on various holidays, including a trip to New York with myself, which he had organised, and it was a trip of a lifetime. But in May, while we were on holiday as a family in Greece, he became increasingly unwell. And when we got back, we went straight to Clatterbridge the day after we arrived home, and it was obvious that the tumour had in fact grown quite considerably. We weren't sure exactly what was going on, but sadly, 3 weeks after our return, he passed away. So it was a very long and hard fight. He was very, very brave. He never complained. But our aim is now to raise awareness for people to make sure that, you know, no other young men have this terrible disaster happen to them and families.
It's an absolutely heartbreaking story, and I think people maybe today are hearing about esophageal cancer for the first time. It's not something which is really on the radar, and as you said, associated with people who are a little bit older, smokers, drinkers, people who are overweight and unfit as well, and come with what some people would class as everyday symptoms of heartburn or acid indigestion. That's something that people would not give a second thought to, but it obviously has such a massive impact on people's lives and people's health.
Yeah, absolutely. It was about 6 weeks, I think, from feeling that, you know, he was constantly getting heartburn and finding it more difficult to keep food down. So it was something that happened very, very quickly. We don't know how long the tumour had been sort of lying there. We don't know why he had it and nobody else in the family. We've looked at genetic factors. That hasn't shown any light. But we know of another young man whose family are also involved in fundraising, who died a month before Tom from Ellesmere Port. He was only 16 with the same cancer. And again, a young man, fit, healthy. It is a cancer I think is on the rise. It's one of the top seven killers, I think I'm right in saying that. But it doesn't seem to get a mention. It's not like lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. It's not one of the ones that gets much of a look in. And I don't know if that is because it's traditionally thought to be something that older people get. But obviously, we also know of another case of somebody in North Wales who unfortunately had the same disease in his early 30s. So, you know, we really want to raise awareness, and that if, you know, young men are suffering from constant indigestion, don't panic, but do make sure you get the right treatment.
We talked about that case, and then suddenly you think, oh, maybe this is a one-off, and then suddenly you hear that these are cases not just happening to one person, but happening to several people, even within the Merseyside and the North West area. I guess in a situation like this, and having such a tragedy like that happen in your life, there are two ways to go. One would be, I guess, to go within yourself, and the other would be to say, hey, you know what, let's do something about it. And to your absolutely massive credit, Jane, you've done that through yourself, your family members and your friends as well. You've pulled together with a whole host of means of raising awareness, of raising cash as well. And in fact, we'll introduce our two other guests in the studio, Christine Doan from the Clatterbridge Cancer Charity and Charlie Alexander, who is a family friend. Guys, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
There is a figure which I think through the Clatterbridge Cancer Charity was mentioned to the family, which would offer help in terms of research into esophageal cancer. And that was around about £25,000.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
A series of fundraising events have been taking place since.
They've been absolutely amazing. As you say, Mick, it's just the most fantastic fundraising group. I mean, you're right, they've channeled everything, all their energy, all their grief, everything you could possibly imagine into wanting to do something to not let this happen to other people. It's an incredibly rare cancer, and it's incredibly rare in young men. So for Tom to get this terrible disease in this way, I'm in awe of what they've done. They've raised so much money, and as you say, we said we needed about 25,000 for the research project, but they've actually gone over that. They've raised over £31,000 now, and it's just £31,000. Did I say £31?
£31,000.
Sorry about that.
It's a tremendous amount of money. And to do, there was a whole host of things which have been done, which, Charlie, which is where you come in.
Yeah.
So there's been a quiz night, there's been a ball, some of the lads who Tom used to play football with did the Three Peaks, Trek for Tom.
Yeah.
They did Movember as well, but of course, girls can't always take part in Movember. So through Tom's sister and Tom's friends, you decided to do something a little bit different. Tell us about the idea behind Totty for Tom.
Yes, Elise and Jane had an amazing idea of how the girls could pool together and raise some money. So last year, quite rushed, we all decided to basically get our clothes off and get naked and pose in front of a camera. So we did the calendar and we managed to raise a great amount of money, £5,000. And so this year we've decided to do it again because obviously now the charity's up and running. We really want to get behind it and keep doing some more ideas and some more things. So this year we've taken our time but probably still ended up rushing at the end trying to get everything printed and everything. And yes, all the girls have been amazing. And we've all decided to theme it around food this year. Tom was a keen cook. Very good cook. And of course, what men don't love to eat and look at recipes while they're looking at naked girls. So we've themed it around that, really.
I've got your photo from the calendar here. So you're Miss May.
Yes,
you're wearing rubber gloves and not much else.
No, nothing else.
Some well-placed soap suds there.
Yes.
And you're sitting in, whose sink is that you're
sitting
in?
That's actually my kitchen sink. Yes, I decided to jump in the kitchen sink, cover myself in fairy liquid suds and strike a pose with some rubber gloves.
And is this how you normally do the washing up?
Of course, yes. My husband would love to think that.
I've got another photo as well, which is focusing on the cakes I'm looking at on the front. But behind that, just everybody who's basically completely starkers. Charlie, that's you. You're wearing just a cupcake.
That's just a rightly placed cupcake. Actually covering Tiffany more than covering myself.
There's not a lot being covered there at all, it has to be said. Jane, you're involved in this as well. How much persuasion did it take for you to get your kit off?
Hardly any.
Not a lot.
Why? She looks amazing. Why?
No, last year I was meant to be Mother Christmas, but I was roped in as November and I enjoyed it so much. I think I was very keen to do it again.
I think it's going to raise a lot of awareness, and I think there's going to be a lot of money raised from this as well. Presumably, there's already a lot of interest in the calendar for 2014.
Yes, because there was so much interest in it last year. So people are already asking, when's the calendar coming out? It is so great. You know, I mean, it is, as you say, a small part of what they have been raising money. And they've done so much. You know, it's the calendar's amazing. But the trek was in 24 hours, the Three Peaks. I mean, how many people can do the Three Peaks in 24 hours, for goodness sake?
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. And your ball and everything that they've done, you know, they've been absolutely amazing, you know, amazing in terms of what their goal is, and this particular research project is very close to everybody's heart from this group, so we're really wanting to make sure we can get it done for them as well.
And people can support that via Twitter at Totty4Tom, or there's the website Totty4Tom.com as well, where people presumably can order the calendar themselves.
Yes, they can.
And see some preview pictures.
We don't want to give too much away. No. There's obviously the group shot, and it's £10. And obviously, all that money goes towards a great cause.
And of course, raising awareness of the issue and the reason that you got behind this in the first place. Presumably, if one person buys the calendar and for that reason clicks on the Clatterbridge website or finds out some more about cancers in men, that's all worthwhile.
Anything that raises awareness, I think, is really, really important, and all for the good.
Yeah. Best of luck with it. Hope it sells well. We should get a copy for the City Talk newsroom.
I think that'll be good.
Yes.
Absolutely. That will be fine.
It's winging its way here.
Excellent. Guys, thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And best of luck with it too. That's Jane Arnold, Charlie Alexander and Christine Doan from the Clatterbridge Cancer Charity.
Thank you.